This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today introduced the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha.
Honorable Speaker Sir, I rise to move that the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 be taken into consideration.
This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. Our correspondent reports that the objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Moving the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said the bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. He said the bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important center of the northeastern region of the country. The minister highlighted that 21 IIMs are presently functional in the country and they have become a brand in the education sector. Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Home Minister Amit Shah moved the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. The opposition member opposed the introduction of the bill. Amidst the noisy scene, the chair adjourned the House till 3 p.m. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan today filed his nomination at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Kiran Rijiju and leaders of NDA allies were present on the occasion. The opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy for the vice presidential election. He will file his nomination tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Russia has lauded India's stature as a global power and called it a leading economic power with diversified foreign policy. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, Russian Charge d'Affaires in India, Roman Babushkin, said that Russia and India have mutual interests and have consistently found ways to cooperate in line. He said that relations between both the countries are expanding and uninterrupted. The Russian embassy official also mentioned the two phone calls between two nation heads on the situation in Ukraine. He added that engagements, including the current visit of the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to Moscow, are setting the stage for the future visit of President Putin to India by the end of this year.
The relations are expanding. They are uninterrupted and which is followed by very intense contacts on different levels, including leaders ones, which you rightly mentioned. So ultimately, the engagements, including the current visit of Honorable Minister Jaishankar and his engagements in Moscow and the coming CEO summit, are setting the stage for the future visit of the President Putin to India by the end of this year.
Hockey India today announced the 18-member squad of the upcoming Men's Asia Cup scheduled to be held in Bihar from August 29 to September 7. Veteran drag flicker Harmanpreet Singh will continue to serve as the captain in the continental tournament. The squad overall features a strong group of experienced campaigners with depth and balance across all departments. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with gains of around 0.4% during last hour of the trade today. Sensex rose 316 points to 81,960 and Nifty increased by 96 points to 25,077 when reports last came in. The IMD has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch region for the next 2 days. The Met Department also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.